The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. When the Holy Rosary is said well, it gives Jesus and Mary more glory and is more meritorious than any other prayer.
In our world, the idea of human dignity is precious. Pope St. John Paul II taught us that there is no dignity when the human dimension is eliminated from the person. Also, John Paul II reminds us that our dignity is not rooted in our temporal existence, but in where we come from and where we are called to go. In the second sorrowful mystery, Jesus, the humble, innocent, and voiceless Son of God, reminds us of the prophet Jeremiah, who was also unjustly beaten and imprisoned in the Old Testament. When Jesus is scourged at the pillar, he experienced the elimination of his human dimension. Jesus was cruelly and dishonorably tied to a stake, beaten, spat upon, mocked, and ridiculed. It was a barbaric act intended to humiliate him, but for the sake of our redemption, he did not defend himself or reach out in anger at his torturers. Instead, Jesus humbled himself to share in our suffering and to share in our humanity. Catholic social teaching calls on each of us to protect the most vulnerable, to stand in solidarity with others, and to protect the rights and dignity of all people. We are also called to stand with those who suffer modern-day versions of scourging in the forms of abuse, unjust punishment, humiliation, fear, and those who are voiceless.
Join us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen.